You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A community group is trying to prepare city residents for the thousands of jobs the Interstate 81 construction project will bring. The Urban Jobs Task Force is holding a community engagement forum Monday evening. President Deka Dantzel says the project won't be a job changer for Syracuse unless significant changes are made.
Increased funding for workforce development programs so that people in the city are able to be trained beforehand so that they're able to work on the project, right? And somehow, whatever negotiation is created with the trade unions or whatever private company is going to do the work on I-81, make sure in some way that local people are able to participate.
The forum aims to provide more opportunities for local workers. Dantzel says the racial equity impact statement shows the construction trade industry mainly consists of white suburban residents. Dantzel says multiple factors make it difficult for low-income city residents to land good-paying construction jobs.
So if you have to buy work boots and a work tool belt and it costs $200 to start out and you're living in poverty and you have $0 or maybe your bank account is negative, how can you afford to do that? If this is a program that, let's say, is running 7 to 3 Monday through Friday and you're already living in poverty and you're already working another job or maybe two more jobs and still being poor, that gets hard to keep up with.
Dantzel says transportation and childcare are other major barriers, not to mention outdated and very low federal minority hiring mandates. The Community Engagement Forum will be held Monday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Tucker Missionary Baptist Church on Oakwood Avenue. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.